How long you have come here? You know that?
You again. Not that I felt that far away.
You looking a little reduced than before.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Slightly older?
You are not as old as I am. What is your age?
I'm 56.
Oh, you're just like my child. My first child was born 1921. Yeah. What is your birthday?
That was 3 years earlier. So there you was.
1918?
18.
And that year I was married. Yeah. I was student at that time. I was a student 1900 up to 20. Then I joined Gandhi's non-cooperation movement and gave up my education. His points were to give up English education, English court, English manufactured goods, in this way.
How do you feel about Gandhiji's spiritual?
He is a good gentleman, therefore. He has no spiritual essence.
That's what I wondered. I never met him, I don't know. But he said himself, I may be a saint among politicians, but I'm a politician among saints.
he said or the governor said, anyway, it is Mr. Casey from Australia. He was governor in Bengal. He said that his study was like that. He was a politician, that's all.
That God uses whatever material is there and used him.
No, it was God's desire. You see, without his desire, otherwise, how such a vast British power could be driven out by the non-cooperation. Of course, it was very nicely planned, because the British were ruling over India by the cooperation of India. So when that cooperation was withdrawn, naturally, they could not. They were trying to the last point. But when this Subhas Bose's organization, INA, you have studied that Indian history, Indian National Army. So this National Army was formed by Subhas Chandra Bose outside India with the cooperation of Hitler and Toyo. He formed that, what is called, Indian government outside India, the INA, the soldiers. The INA soldiers means all these soldiers that were arrested in the battlefield, they were given to Subhas Chandra Bose, either by the Japanese or by the Germans. So, the soldiers took this opportunity, they voluntarily surrendered to the enemy. So when the British had understood that the soldiers, Indian soldiers, are now non-cooperative, then they decided, no more, it is not possible. So they voluntarily withdrew. That has started with him, Lawrence, the Secretary of State for India. Then they volunteered. They settled up. And the settled up means the last parting kick was Pakistan. Pakistan and India. And they partition in such a way that these two people will fight ever long. That is going on. They are very good politicians. Then after all, it is all. There is a verse in the Bible. Sarvasya chaham nirisham nirishtra matta smriti jnanam apu haranj vedesya sadvai aham eva vedyam vedanta vid vedanta tichya aham. Krishna said that I am in everyone's heart. Sarvasya. Sarvasya cha aham hridi. Hridi means in heart. Sannivishta. I am there. So he is witnessing everything. So Britishers would have been, they were accepted by the Indians very nicely. People liked, because after the Mohammedan period, when the Britishers came, they did something which was very, very nice for the Indians, and the Indian headman, they liked that very much. Later on, they became too much greedy for their own man. They wanted to sacrifice everything in India. So that Jalyanama. Then the Gandhi came and took the vow that the Britishers must go, quit India. So Britishers got a very good opportunity for world unity and the British Empire. But their only policy was that to exploit others and enrich London. That was a bad policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They should have ruled for the benefit of the people. Then British rule was very nice.
If they hadn't had such a guilty conscience themselves, they wouldn't have left easily.
Yes. Now there was no need. Every country requires good government. See, if somebody gives good government and keep the people nice, happy. And people, I don't got any interest in this. Now they are made like that. Formerly, at least in India, they didn't care that it is being ruled by the Mohammedans or by the Englishmen or whatever. They wanted peaceful life. So the Mohammedans, they made their home in India, the Mughals. They were not exploiting India and taking the money outside. Although the Mughals are very luxurious, but they are spending money in India. India's money in India. And of course they are huge. The Mohammedan government was very bad, but I think if it was so bad, how they could rule over India for 800 years? And in those days, Indians were in their own culture. They did not lose their culture, Hindu culture. The Britishers peacefully killed the Hindu culture, Vedic culture. Yes.
I saw where they killed it much more effectively, and that was in Ceylon.
Ceylon. Oh.
India is too big to kill. So it lived. But Ceylon was practically finished. There was nothing of its own left. They had to reinvent it after they got rid of the British.
Yeah.
They lost their giants, they lost their everything really national had gone.
That was not
Buddhism. It was revived by foreigners.
That's people that
the Germans especially. But now, may I ask you, while I have the chance, you have had so much to do with bringing the Dharma to the West. What is your idea? What is your mission? It seems to me, in many ways, there is a transfer of the essential spirits going west, because the interest is there.
Yes.
And what is left in the east is so often just the materialism imitated from the west among many young people now.
Yes, in the east.
In the east.
Yes.
So there's been a crossover taking place.
Mm, yes.
Do you see it like that?
Oh, yes. In Western countries, they are now fed up with this materialistic way of life.
Mm.
And I think it will very soon collapse, the Western way of life. And naturally, the next empire is spiritual.
Yes. So in the beginning.
Yes. Athātha Brahma Jigyāsa. The material life means animal life.
Yes.
So, when the animal comes to higher consciousness, that is spiritual. We are combined at the present moment. We are actually spiritual, but somehow or other we have come in contact with matter, and we are covered by the material body. But we cannot become happy with this material interest. That's a fact. This guy in the fields cannot be happy on the land. The example is just like the other day we saw one crocodile. One or two, three.
Two and three.
In where?
Caracas.
Yes. So, one of the crocodiles was on the land, and two were in the water. See, one in the water, they're very living, alive. But in the land, it was like dead.
I had two crocodiles in my bath in Delhi for a month.
Okay. You like them very much?
Given by the chief minister of Rajasthan.
Oh.
And I have to get them to Canada.
Yes.
I never managed to love them. I can love most things, but not crocodiles.
No, they are also God's creature.
That's it.
But covered by the body. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Pandita Samadarshana. Those who are spiritually advanced, they see equally. Because they know that within the body, the spirit soul is there. The spirit soul is part and parcel of God, is encased somehow or other, in a particular type of body. So, a devotee of God is very kind to everyone. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na ka sama sarvesu bhutesu sama sarvesu madhavati lavati para. That is the stage of making advance in devotional life. Equality. But equality is possible when we are on the platform of spiritual understanding. Otherwise not. The United Nations will never be able to unite the nation. That is not possible.
Of course.
Not possible. If they unite, if they try to unite on Krishna consciousness, then it is possible. Otherwise, But we are all part and parcel of God. Accidentally or somehow or other, we are now differently dressed, although you are one. We have to come to this understanding. Upadhi, designation. Now just like you are Canadian, I am Indian. And then I was testing this, I was thinking about the, what is called? Bhugu? Dope with blood. Dope? What is called? So there is one class of bar. Dope?
Dope.
So there are dope. There are pigeons, there are sparrows, there are crows, Iran. The same those, same in the why they are not called Iranian sparrow. What they call? They're called only sparrow. So simply we are designated. Iranian, Indian, Canadian, German, these. Who we have to give up this disease. Then there will be unity. Otherwise not. But they are very much proud of this disease. Therefore, bhakti means sarvapadhi meaning muktam. When one is completely free from dizziness, the dizziness is material. It has nothing to do with spiritual life. And the whole world is being ruled by dizziness. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that, I am that.
There is a hierarchy of consciousness, of course.
So that consciousness should be without dizziness. If I try to develop my consciousness with dizziness, it will not be effective. It will not be effective at least in the matter of advancing spiritual consciousness. That we have to give up. Now in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have got men from all parts of the world, but they are not thinking in terms of their original national basic need. They are not thinking. They do not think that they are American or they are Indian or Canadian or Africa. Or Hindu, Brahmin, Kshatriya,
of course, there can be ambition that is essentially ego attached to an idea of achieving consciousness, possibly.
That consciousness will not help me. That is rather affection.
Yes, thank
you. That because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jangjana Bhafis Madan Loke Tadasanti Kaleva. At the time of death, if I die with designation, then I'll have to accept again the body. The mind is the criterion, contamination. We get different types of body on account of mind being contaminated.
Contaminated?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you contaminate some disease, then you must develop that disease. Similarly, if your mind is contaminated with some material disease, then you have pleasures. Similar God. By nature's way. Karanam guna sangas. Because the mind associated with a particular time of the most material nature. He got this body. There are three qualities, sattva, rajava, tamo. Now mix up. By first mixing, it becomes nine. And again mixing up, it becomes 81. And each quality, there are thousands and thousands of varieties. And that means, by mixing up these qualities, there are 8,400,000 species of forms of life. So, it is very God's law, nature's law. They take account of the particular color and award the body accordingly. It is not man-made law that there may be some mistake. There is no mistake. If you have contaminated this disease, like that smallpox or cholera or this or that, you must develop it. Disease. Therefore, we should be desireless. Desireless means material desire. That material desire begins with the dizziness. The child, he has got a childish body and he plays like a child. The same child, when he gets a youthful body, he do like that. The soul is the same. But on account of different type of body, he is acting different. That is practical. A small child, in the childhood, he talk like nonsense. People don't enjoy it. But the same child, when he's grown up, and he talks like nonsense, people call it nonsense, exactly. Why? The body has changed. The circumstance has changed. This is the real education. That we are changing body and according to our bodily situation, we are acting differently. That they do not understand. There is no school, college or education about the soul and his souls changing from different position of different body, and in this way he remains materially entangled, and the real relief is to get him out of this bodily concept of life and advance in spiritual concept.
Mm-hmm. So bhakti is really a process of decontaminating the mind.
Yes. Regular. Yes. Intelligent. Yes. That is the real education. And all this rascal education will not help. Because all this education will keep him within this material body. And the real relief is how to get him out of this material body. Taktadiham punarjanmanai. See, this is required. Bhagavad Gita. After giving up this body, no more acceptance of this material body. That is real education. And Bhagavad says, Pitana sasya, Janani na sasya, Guru na sasya, Namo chayajya samupi kumit. There is no need of becoming father unless you train up your child to accept Namo, this material body. The child should be trained up by the father the guru should train up the disciple in such a way that the disciple or the child or the student will not have to accept anymore this material world. That is education. And the whole basic education is meant for this purpose. It is original spiritual life. That is important. The Krishna consciousness movement means that to educate people how to achieve his original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. This is.
Well, this in one form or another is the aim of any true tradition.
Hmm? True?
Tradition.
Tradition. No. Tradition, religion, they are all material. We are all short days. I'm thinking I'm Hindu, you're thinking Christian, you're thinking I'm Buddhist. These are all days.
Within each of these, there is the esoteric.
Oh, whatever its name.
Whatever.
It is material.
It is.
Material. That's what Krishna says. Sarva dharma paritrayah. Give up all this type of false religion. Mami kam saram. That means come to Krishna consciousness. He come. Only one. So unless one becomes fully Krishna conscious, he is in trouble of this material condition. And our difficulty is that when we want to convince another person of Krishna consciousness, he thinks that I am Hindu, I am Christian, I am Mahavadar. So they are trying to proselytize me. That is the thing.
No, it was not that I was really saying. Rather that what I have had from others comes to the same thing as you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Others, if they try for the same thing, then it is all right. Because that type of religion, or that system of religion, is first class, which teaches for this thing. They come to platform of God consciousness, love God. Then that is first class system of religion. It doesn't matter what is the daisiness. But where is that happening?
The process of change of consciousness, which is actually taking place in the world, under many influences.
No. The influence should be only Krishna or God. Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, God. But they have no clear idea what is God. Huh? How does he speak? How does he act? Where does he live? What is his form? What is his quality? Nobody knows. Ask any religious people, do you know about all this, about God? They do not. What do you think after Have there any clear conception of God? Being many, something. If they think of God at all, first of all, generally they think of impersonal, a void. Like the Buddhists, they think God is zero. And others, they think that God has no form. The two classes. The Hindus, they think, yes, God has no particular form, but he has got many forms. And you can imagine any one of them. That is Shankara, the Panchopasa. But still, Shankara is very careful. He has given five particular forms. The Goddess Durga, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, the Sun, then therefore there are exceptions for the Sun worshipper, fire worshipper. The original Iranians were like that. So that is Vedic culture. Vedic culture means there are many demigods. But the original God is accepted, Vishnu. And original to Vishnu is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Bhika. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyam. There is no superior form or superior authority than me. And that is confirmed by Lord Brahma. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. There are different grades of controller, but the supreme controller is Krishna. And Krishna said, Maam Ekam, and to me alone. Hello? So our Krishna consciousness movement is scientific authorized. People has to give little attention. Therefore we have published so many books only about Krishna. In every page you will find Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Either in Krishna book, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, or in the Bhagava, or in the Nectar of Devotion, or in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the word is Krishna. That is simply explained in the Bible.
What is the word actually mean?
Kuru
is the root for Nikki.
Krishna?
Krishna?
Yes, Krish. Krish means Parsati. Attraction or cultivating. Cultivation. His name, cultivator, he digging the earth. That is also Krishati. And there is another word in Bhagavad Gita. One is Shastrani, Indriyani, Karsati. Find out this word. manasasthani, indirani, prakritisthani, karsati, kriptincha. Karsati. That is called Krishna.
Krishna has attractiveness
and cultivating. Yes.
Yes. In Greek, my name is also Kasavish.
Huh?
In Greek, the origin of my name is Kasavish. Here it goes.
Oh. And this Greek word is Christo.
Yes.
There you are in Greek. It is called Krishna. And Krishna is sometimes pronounced by ordinary man as Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And that Krishna word means love. If I am not wrong, that Greek word. And we form that Krishna, the word Christ has come.
Caritas.
So there is some connection of Krishna with these things. What is that?
There are so many parallels between Krishna and Christ, indeed.
Hmm. So many.
Born in the cave. Yes.
Living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
That is the position of the conditioned soul. They are struggling for existence. Existence means finding out how to come to the original consciousness, and that is struggle. Krishna means love, so everyone is struggling hard. How to be in the platform of love. So many institutions, philanthropy, international, United Nations, only attempt how to love each other. But they struggle. They are not attain the platform. Simply standing. There have been so many attempts to unite the vivid example of the United Nations, formerly that was the League of Nations, and people are manufacturing ideas, philanthropism and altruism, communism, communityism, thisism, thatism. The only thing is they're trying to come to the platform of love. But they are manufacturing their own way. The Krishna's thoughts, they're not in this way. Simply make me center and the whole thing is love. And that they will not do. They will do in their own way, concocting some idea. And your idea will clash with me, my idea will clash with you. The same struggle continues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The communists will not agree with the others, capitalists, and capitalists will not agree with the communists. But they are struggling to come to that point. The platform of love.
Yes, it's the interattractiveness even on a planetary scale that holds the world.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives very shortcut formula that you sit together, chant Hare Krishna, and everything will be solved. Very simple thing. Sit together and chant Hare Krishna. That also they will not do. There is no loss. Let us make an experiment. That also they will not do. What is it now? If we sit together and chant Hare Krishna, we are not losing anything. If there is some game, why not make an experiment? So if we propose this to the United Nations, he'll think of me a crazy person.
Like we did together in Delhi?
Yes, you have seen it. They were very much eager. They were very much eager. Swamiji continued. And the others, like communists and others, they became upset. I have seen many big officers. They are chanting, returning from the office in the office there, and they are chanting and dancing. And you have seen the crowd, 20,000, 30,000 people, the same thing happened in Calcutta. Now the government did not give us again that land. Yes, last time when we had that conference in Delhi.
The LIC grounds?
Huh?
LIC grounds?
No. They gave us that Talkotara park, that is in the jungle. Nobody could reach there. And they gave us place there. It's still there, not less than 10,000 people. It was not easily appreciable. The motor car cannot go. You have to leave your car 3 miles away to come there.
I know the place.
Yeah, you know, but you are in Delhi.
It is a difficult thing.
Yes, and they gave us place. At the last moment they rejected. First of all, they give. Then, at the last moment, the municipality says, no, this land cannot be given to any religious function. Reject. And offered, if you like, you can take this place. So we have no other alternative to accept. We advertise that we are going to hold the ceremony, and these authorities rejected. And the 11th hour, and offered the Talkotara. We had to accept. And the government indirectly giving us so many hindrances in India. Yes. They do not lie. One of the important members of the cabinet, he frankly said that we do not want that your movement will increase very fast in India. Because they know it, Indira Gandhi and the company, that India is naturally inclined to Krishna. And if the selected people of the world combine together, they push this movement in India, then the whole program of the modern leaders will collapse. That's a fact, and that was my idea. I wanted to start this movement from India, but nobody cooperated. So then I decided to come to America, and my plan was successful.
What was your connection with McGill? I heard
McGill. McGill, I was
first in McGill?
No. I was a lecturer.
I see.
He sent his first book.
Yes.
In 1896. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the first origin of this movement. But he simply thought of it. And he was expecting some other appearance who would take up the work. Well, somebody says that I am the same man. And I was born in 1896. So, he wanted to combine the whole civilized nation under this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cult, Hare Krishna movement. I think I have given this hint in the teachings on Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. Well, I'm very happy to have this chance to do it. How long will you be here?
2 days.
That's all. And then?
I'm going to India. We have to hold the Lord Chaitanya's birthday anniversary and open our Vrindavan temple.
Mm-hmm.
In Bombay, we have got very nice land. Purchased, and the government will not give a sanction for the temple. I have approached the Maharashtra governor through another friend governor, the governor of Uttar Pradesh. He is my friend. So I explained to him, this is the position. You request the governor to give me sanction. So he has very ardently requested, explaining the whole thing about my position, my mood. He is a member of this movement and is still in it.
No.
He has said no, yes, but no answer.
You know, when I had Mr. Trudeau, our Prime Minister, visiting India, 71. First place I took him was at Vrindavan.
Who?
Our Prime Minister. Canada. Mr. Trudeau. So we went to first place.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. Well.
In Vrindavan still there is little glimpse or spiritual ideas in India. But the government is trying to spoil this place of starting oil refinery.
In Britain?
Yes.
Not in the name of progress.
They have already opened some factory. One factory is there in Mathura. And preserve the fruits in cans, what they are called?
Yes.
Condiments?
Cannery.
Anyway, so when they boil this onion, up to 10 miles, the good smell spreads.
Yes.
And the whole atmosphere will now spoil. Similarly, they are trying to refine oil and the refuse will be thrown in the Jamuna. So the river Jamuna will be spoiled. Nobody will go to take bath. This is Indian government's policy. They think that this so-called spiritual fanaticism of India is the cause of India's material disease. So this must be killed. Like the Russians.
Mm-hmm. I know they think that's right. Even here there are people who think that.
Oh, they're thinking like that? Huh. But I heard that the king is very powerful.
One of the big people here, I said to him after I argued about this for hours, I said, "You were Western and I am Eastern, not the other way around." Thank you very much.
Give him the whole place. He can take whole place. So I'm very glad to see you.
Yes, and he was hoping to come later, but if you're only going to be here 2 days, I don't know whether she was. Within 15, evening of 15 years, late in the week of the 15th. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your coming. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.